Hi, it's Mark, and you're going to dig this. You've been hearing me mention WarfighterTobacco.com on air. See, Warfighter Tobacco Company is dedicated to warfighters, America, and cigars. And now they're here on Armed American Radio, dedicated to you, 100% veteran-owned. Warfighting is tough work, and throughout history, at the end of the mission, when a member goes down or it's time to celebrate victory, the warfighter has done so with a great cigar in hand. It's in that spirit that Warfighter Tobacco Company was born. Premium, and I mean premium, long-filler, hand made Nicaraguan and Dominican cigars, the finest made, along with accessories including cutters and Pelican case humidors, lighters, apparel, premium coffee, and much, much more. For a limited time, Warfighter Tobacco is giving Armed American Radio listeners 10% off with the promo code AAR on checkout. These vets support us, we support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Visit WarfighterTobacco.com, grab a few cigars and accessories, enter promo code AAR for an additional 10% off, and unleash the warfighter in you.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Buckle in. It's going to be a great program today. How the heck are you? Affiliates, you're going to notice a big uptick in some great audio. We made some great upgrades to the studio, so enjoy that. Really proud of all of that. And, boy, so much to talk about. Here we go again, right? Not really. Not what you think. Yes, another horrific, I don't say tragedy, car accidents. Car wrecks are tragic. This is deliberate murder, what happened in Santa Fe. I don't like what happened in Parkland, but there are some distinctive differences here. And we will cover those with you throughout the night with my guest lineup, which is epic. But I want to give you an indication as to how the left responds first, because I think it's very, very important, and it's very telling, and it will be as we go through this program today. A very important Armed American Radio broadcast today, monster cast, if you will, from these Crossbreed Holster studios. Very important program and very important content. I'm going to start off with New York's gift to the world, Andrew Cuomo. As far as I'm concerned, it's my opinion that he is one of America's sleaziest politicians. He ranks right up there with Terry McAuliffe, and he ranks right up there with the Godfather out in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. These are sleazy politicians. But he proved himself, kind of like Jimmy Kimmel. You know, Jimmy Kimmel's going to pop up and say something stupid, we're going to do something, and suggest nothing. But he did the same thing Andrew Cuomo did, just like Jimmy Kimmel and every other gun prohibitionist, for that matter, the liberals, who are quite frankly worthless. Yet again, this week, he tweeted something, as I'm getting ready to tell you, just follows the phony progressive mantra, a plea to Donald Trump. Columbine, he said. Here's part of his quote from his tweet. Columbine, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, Las Vegas, Orlando, Parkland, and now Santa Fe. When is enough enough? How many more innocent people have to die before you act? You were elected to lead. Do something, he said. And then he followed that in big, bold letters and caps, which is, as you know, in today's modern urban lingo, screaming. He yelled, do something, while offering or suggesting, what do you think? Absolutely nothing. Just that same do something. Now, of course, he didn't send any tweet like that out about Barack Obama and Sandy Hook or George Bush and Virginia Tech or Bill Clinton and Columbine. No. It's Donald Trump's fault. And the NRA, this is political grandstanding at its best, at its finest, which is why I call him one of America's sleaziest politicians. He never sent this to anybody else. But you see, there's a reason for that. Because to Cuomo and the rest of the left, this isn't about doing something. It's about taking something from all of us. Remember these immortal words from Nelson T. Pete Shields. If you don't remember who Pete Shields was, he's the founder of Handgun Control. Remember Handgun Control, Inc.? Some of you are old enough. I'll go there just a moment. He told the New Yorker in 1976, he said this, and I quote, I'm convinced that we have to have federal legislation to build on. We're going to have to take one step at a time. And the first step is necessarily, given the political realities, going to be very modest. Remember, this was in 1976, he told the New Yorker. Of course, continuing, it's true that politicians will then go home and say, this is a great law. The problem is solved. And it's also true that such statements will tend to defuse the gun control issue for a time. So then we'll have to strengthen that law. And then again, to strengthen that law. And maybe again and again. Right now, though, we'd be satisfied not with half a loaf, but with a slice. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns in the United States, is going to take time. My estimate is from 7 to 10 years. The problem is to slow down the increasing number of handguns sold in this country. The second problem is to get them all registered. And the final problem is to make the possession of all handguns and all handgun ammunition, except for the military, policemen, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal. Pete Shields, if you don't know anything about him, died of cancer in 1993 after making it his life's work to ban guns, but not before turning over the reins of his organization to none other than Sarah and Jim Brady. That's right, the Brady campaign, who absolutely, totally embraced his gun ban ideals and, of course, later renamed the organization the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, saying this. This is from Sarah Brady. Quote, Jim and I are deeply saddened at the loss of the very heart and soul of the movement dedicated to reducing handgun violence and saving lives. Remember what I just read to you. You can never forget these things. That's why I'm here. But indeed, that's what she said. Do you believe that while she and her husband are now gone, of course, that they, or even their largely irrelevant group, I should say, today, the Brady Campaign, abandoned those principles while they were alive? Of course not. And we all know it. You see, the gun grabbers are in a quandary today after what happened in Santa Fe. Large billionaire-funded groups, I want you to think about this, preying on a small handful of woefully misinformed leftist-raised kids, more than willing to do the bidding of the media, have been screaming very loudly, with the help from the media megaphones, of course, for more gun control in the wake of Parkland. Their main battle cry has been what? Banning the AR-15. While they were successful in bringing weak Republicans to their knees with a gun control bill in Florida, for example, and Vermont, because we all know how dangerous Burlington, Vermont was prior to the enactment of a bump stock ban and magazine ban and an age restriction in the state of Vermont. Along comes Santa Fe and a 17-year-old who proved through his evil acts of murder that more gun control in any form at all, including everything I just mentioned to you and everything those woefully misinformed kids from Parkland have been preaching about, wouldn't have stopped him from committing his crimes in Texas. No background check. He took his dad's legally owned guns. No ban on AR-15s. He used a shotgun and a revolver, and no age limit increase. He's under 21. He's underage. He's under 18. So it seems those who are capable of thinking critically, because the left isn't, that the left must absolutely recalibrate their battle cry, you would think. But who said they give a crap about kids? Oh, listen, let me tell you something. The Parkland kids, they do care about kids. But I'm a firm believer here. But because they're product of the left, they're raised left, they're easily manipulated by bigger, older, more experienced lefties, and with very limited time on this earth because they're so young, they believe the nonsense they're spewing. But those bigger, older lefties, they know what the real agenda is. And it isn't kids. It's exactly what Pete Shields was telling us. It's about taking something away from us to satisfy them. And dead kids fit right into their playbook. We see it every single time. Hence why they continue to call for solutions that won't work. If they were serious, they would step aside, admit they're wrong, and let grown-ups handle it. That would include, for example, defunding maybe Planned Parenthood to the tune of $500 million taxpayer dollars annually and begin using that money to do what we've been saying here for years, harden the schools. One way in. Armed security in place at that entrance. select armed, trained school personnel, a large national campaign. Think about this. If we did all this with a large national television campaign letting every asshat in America know that from now on, if they step inside a school with intent to murder our kids, they will likely be killed. And put a sign, get this, a sign that works on every door, a sign that actually works, telling them they will be killed. Unlike signs that tell people what they can't do, telling them what will happen to them if they try will work. Yeah, see, the gun grabbers, they have a problem on their hands now when they know it. Santa Fe proved them wrong again, and this time wildly so. It would be best for them to man up, tell us what they really want, which we already know, then step aside and let those of us who really want to do something and know how to do something and can articulate what that something is get the job done before the next year begins. A huge and very important program today, as I told you, on Armed American Radio from these Crossbreed Holster studios. Alan Gottlieb returns to the AAR waves today. Get the AAR waves, isn't that great? Alan Gottlieb returns to the AAR waves today. AWR Hawkins has written enough wisdom for double the showtime today, just in the past week. And David Kodria will be here from the War on Guns. He has a few choice words for the loony left. Plus, we're going to give a grilling while armed recipe favorite out, I Am, because next week is Memorial Day. I want you to have the meatloaf recipe. I get asked for it all the time. All right? So get your notebook out. Get ready to buckle in. Get ready to buckle in. The real truth, the real answers, facts, and real solutions are right here on the Armed American Radio Network Monster Broadcast right now when we come back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You hear that? That's Carl training. Carl's doing dry fire practice. Training that all-important trigger finger. Dry fire practice? Yeah, you've tried that once. It was boring as... How can Carl stand this? But Carl doesn't just stand it. Carl loves it. Carl uses a Mantis X sensor to track muzzle movement and see exactly what he's doing, right or wrong, for every single shot right there on his phone. Carl's no dummy. He knows that having instant feedback is the best way to train, and Mantis X is the only system to provide real-time feedback for both live and dry practice. So when Carl is at the range, even at 100 yards, he's still hitting the gong. Get one at MantisX.com with the code AAR for free shipping. Train smarter.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Hey, quickly, this is it. I've been talking about this for a few weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your Kimber dreams come true, because the USCCA is giving 5 of you $1,000 to buy an expensive new Dream Kimber, that beautiful Kimber Micro with the laser grips and extra ammo from the USCCA. That's right. 5 of you are going to take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. Free. Completely free. But your chances to win this end this coming Sunday. That's right. This coming Sunday, next week. The daytime listeners, you hear it because Friday's the end of the week for the show, but it extends out for the Sunday broadcast as well on the Monster broadcast. Okay. They extended the deadline just for you. For Sunday listeners, that's a big deal, all right? There will be no guns the following week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 5 free chances to win right now. It's that simple. Enter in seconds, 100% free. Armedandresponsible.com before it's too late. Don't miss it. Armedandresponsible.com. They extended the deadline for Armed American Radio MonsterCast listeners, all right? Let's go to the Second Amendment Foundation hotline here into the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios and bring Mr. Alan Gottlieb in. Alan, how the heck are you? Welcome home.
Thank you very much. It's good to be home for a change. I've been traveling so much defending gun rights that my house is falling apart because I have no time to even mow the lawn.
I know that feeling, and I know where you've been. I want to go there with you for listeners. I want people to understand just what it is you've been up to. I get a lot of emails. Where's Alan? We miss Alan. I see tweets from time to time, and people who text me who know my number will say, hey, when is Alan coming back? They miss you on the show. We'll talk about that in a minute because, listener, I want you to understand when he's not here, there's a reason he's not here, okay? He is literally fighting for your right to bear arms somewhere else, and it all ties together. But, Alan, your commentary on my opening commentary, what did you think about where I went? You can feel free to rip it apart or praise it, whatever you want to do. I want to hear it.
Well, I'll come down the middle on it, Mark. I think you did a really, really good job. My only concern is that I don't like picking on the kids at all and talking about them either being misguided, misled, or whatever it might be. And Ollie North of the NRA actually called them terrorists, which I don't think does us any good. And so I'd rather attack the message rather than the messenger. But I think you did an excellent, excellent job in your open. And it reminded me, you mentioned Pete Shields went through, you know, yeah. Pete Shields, is, which is the, you know, forerunner to Handgun Control, was the foreruner to the Brady Center, became the Brady Center. And I just want to reminisce with you for a second here, and probably Please. You don't know this either, but when Pete Shields first got involved in this, I was a young kid with wire-rimmed glasses and long hair, looked like a little bit of a hippie back then. And I got to debate Pete Shields on the Lou Gordon Show, which is on the Kaiser Broadcasting Network, originating out of studios in Detroit, Michigan.
Wow. Yeah, Kaiser, I remember.
On national television. And it was Lou Gordon's very, very anti-gun host, and I had Pete Shills. I knew it was going to be two against one to begin with. And I got pumped for the show because when I got out of the airport in Detroit to take the cab to the studios, the cab driver wanted to know what I was doing. And I told him, I'm going to be debating on the show. He says, what issue? Gun control. And he goes, what side are you on? I said, I'm pro-gun. He pulls out under the seat of his car and pulls out a handgun and says, I carry this wherever I go. It's not legal right now in Michigan, but my life is more important. And he puts the handgun back under the seat of the car and keeps driving. At any rate, when we got to the show, Pete Shields, of course, they tried to ignore me for the first 10 minutes of the show and just talk to Pete. I remember this like it was yesterday, but it's a lot of years ago. And Lou Gordon asked Pete, well, how did your son die? Now, for those people that don't know, Pete Shields' son was murdered by the famous zebra killer in San Francisco. So Pete Shields goes, how did your son die? And he answers it, carrying a carpet. And there's like dead silence because, of course, he wanted to see who shot and murdered by a gun. And Pete Shields goes, he was carrying a carpet. And Pete was not exactly at that point in time at his best. He was new in the game and didn't debate well. And he came out with a bunch of false numbers and figures. And I finally interrupted to get my say in the show and explain that those numbers are total fabrication and not true. And Lou Gordon goes, they are true. We'll check it out with our fact checkers during the break and come back and show that Mr. Golub doesn't know what he's talking about. Came back from the break, and, of course, they couldn't prove I was wrong because I was right and Pete Shields was wrong. And so Lou Gordon goes, well, facts and statistics don't matter anyway. A little bit of gun control trivia.
You know, that's great trivia. Let me tell you something, because that's the same. Look, that's the game plan today. What they've done is they've been able to use that pro-gun media to skew the statistics. We're going to go into Bloomberg because you put out a fantastic. I love the way this is just tying together, and you did that unintentionally. But you put out a great press release this week about Bloomberg earlier in the week. I want to go over with you too. So yeah, facts don't matter. Did facts matter? You knew Pete Shields. Did facts matter to Pete Shields? I mean, he made it very clear what his position was. And I'll be honest with you, Alan, I respect people who come flat out and tell me exactly what they think. But did he play with the facts, or was he honest?
No, he was not honest. And I'll give you another one. When Sarah Brady first came along and took control of the reins they made at the Brady Center, she debated me on TV in San Francisco. And she showed up with Pete Shields for moral support. And the host of the show, being anti-gun, decided, well, let's put both of them on the set. So it was Pete Shields, Sarah Brady, the host, and me. So now it was three against one. Sarah Brady started talking about what she wanted to accomplish and everything. And I said, Sarah, don't you realize that the organization you're with is really for banning handguns? And Pete Shields has said that a number of times, as you quoted Mark in your opening. And Sarah goes, oh, no, we're not for banning handguns. She turns around to Pete and goes, are we, Pete? And Pete goes, well, we sort of are, Sarah.
The origins of the Brady campaign. I guess it was from that moment on she decided to lie about what their organization's intent was, because it's very, very true. It's impossible to refute what I said in my opening, Alan. Those are direct quotes from Pete.
Yeah. Well, Mark, from that moment on, Sarah Brady refused to ever debate me again.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Did it surprise you?
No. In fact, the Brady Center at that point took the position that when they were going to appear, they would not debate with people on the other side. They only wanted to appear by themselves. And if it was going to be a debate, they bugged that and chose not to do it. And even today, you'll notice most of the leaders of the gun control groups will give the minimum to be on. If it's a debate type thing, they'll have their own segment part of it where they don't have to face to face debate the person on the other side. They can just spew their remarks, without having somebody challenging them.
The switch in name. This is important stuff. The switch in name from Handgun Control Inc. to the Brady campaign. Why do you think that occurred? I bet it had something to do with the. With the example that you just gave us, I would imagine that was part of it.
Well, first was the National Coalition to Control Handguns. Then it became Handgun Control Inc. Then it became the Brady Center, now the Brady Campaign, and the Brady this, and the Brady that. I call it the Brady Center to eradicate the private ownership of firearms. But it's intentional. It's all marketing. It's all poll tested and focus grouped to try and come up with a better name that doesn't sound so evil. That's why now you hear them talk a whole lot about gun safety. They don't want to talk about gun control. It's a gun safety issue because they've never trained anybody in gun safety in their lives, and they want to ban guns. That's their idea of gun safety.
Yeah, and by doing so, they're working in cahoots with the rest of the groups. That's why you've got Every Town for Gun Safety. That's why they talk about gun safety. It's how they've hijacked the language. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about hijacking the language and some other things, because Michael Bloomberg is very, very good at that. But, boy, I think he made a big mistake in some comments he made to the graduating class at Rice University days ago. And the Second Amendment Foundation and the great Alan Gottlieb and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms put out a press release about it. We talked about it on the daytime show. Now we're going to get commentary from, as you heard, the man that goes all the way back to debating Pete Shields as a young man. This is the real deal. Armed American Radio. We'll be back on the MonsterCast right after this. It's nearly the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but you've only got a few days left to make your dreams come true. Because the USCCA is giving five of you, my lucky listeners, $1,000 to buy your dream Kimber with extra ammo. That's right. Five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free. But your chances to win end next Friday. There will be no gun after that. So this is your last chance. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those five winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to reveal your dream Kimber and enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your five chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
For
for the finest in firearms training, check out Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. Visit boondocksfta.com for a full list of courses. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%. Welcome back to the program.
Welcome back indeed. Super Talk Mississippi stations from coast to coast inside Mississippi. They're on about a dozen radio stations. You're tuned in right now to the Armed American Radio Network. Boy, you got a good one there. Boondocks, boondocksfta.com. Use that promo code AAR and get 10% off when you book some of the best firearms training in the country there at Boondocks. I'm getting ready to take some training there. We are putting that whole package together. Of course, it's a lot of logistics involved. 6 days of radio. We got to try to do a show. It's going to be a little bit difficult to do from a timing standpoint, but we are going to make it happen, and I will keep you posted. We've been invited by Boondocks, and I'm looking forward to that. But you can head over to Boondocks also, boondocksfta.com. AAR is the promo code. Also, check out the rest of our sponsors at armedamericanradio.com. They're scrolling across the bottom. Make sure to dig into each and every one of them. And if you have any questions, mark at armedamericanradio.org. Every single one of these sponsors comes through me first. I wouldn't give them to you, wouldn't bring them on if I didn't love them myself, wouldn't use them, eat it, sleep it, everything, okay? ArmedAmericanRadio.com, check out the sponsors. They're a part of us, and we support them, and they support us. That's the way it's supposed to work. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the program. So,
always good to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you back. Before I go into the press release and Mayor Bloomberg and his just epic, I don't even know what you call this. I can only call it epic dishonesty, as he talked about an epidemic of dishonesty. But we'll go there in a minute. You've been traveling all over. You haven't been home for weeks. Where have you been, and what have you been doing, and what do we need to know about it?
Boy, hard to say where I've been. I've been in so many places, Mark, I can't keep track of it anymore. So I'm not going to really talk about it, but I've been in California doing some work for trying to protect gun rights in a state that's really probably the number one battleground state in the country. I've been in Illinois. I've been in Washington, D.C. Had large meetings there with lots of gun rights activists. In fact, I had a good conversation with Chris Cox from the NRA at a cocktail reception that I attended. It's just been very, very busy. There's just an awful lot going on right now. And, I mean, our rights are being attacked at an unprecedented level.
Yeah, they are at an unprecedented level. And, I mean, you've got skin in this game going back 40-plus years, as you were just telling us about your debate, you know, early on in your career fighting for gun rights with Pete Shields. Do you see – I get this question a lot. I think people – there's a lot of fear and trepidation out there. People are very stressed about what they're seeing in the press. I give them advice, just get your head out of the press. Get out of the media. You go live your life. It's okay. You're not going to miss anything if you don't check it. By the time you get back from the grocery store, stop living like that. But in real life, obviously we have to be concerned, Alan. But the big question I get is there any light at the end of this tunnel? Everybody wants to know what's going to happen. Is everything that I hold dear really, truly at risk, at stake?
Yeah, I'm going to say it this way. Our rights are only one election away from extinction, and that election might be this November. So the midterms are going to be really, really important for who controls the House and the Senate and the message it sends, because it's not only that, but the state legislatures as well in a number of states. I mean, the Bloomberg forces are spending tens of millions of dollars. It's going to end up being well over $100 million just attacking pro-gun rights candidates in the ballot box. So it's an unbelievable year, and so we've really got to just double down our efforts and our all work, because we don't have the billionaires to get the money from to basically, you know, buy AstroTurf or buy commercials or whatever it might be. So we're going to have to be knocking on doors and working with candidates and spending an awful lot of, you know, shoe leather out there to make sure that our rights are maintained.
I'm watching the Everytown money in the Georgia 8th. Even though I'm not in the Georgia 8th, I'm in the Georgia 8th viewing area, and I'm watching the Everytown for gun safety money. Of course, that's Bloomberg's wallet. Pour through the attacks on the National Rifle Association, demonizing the NRA. What, you know, everybody wanting to stand up to the NRA, whatever the hell that means. I mean, I want to stand up to the organization that teaches kids gun safety and has been teaching marksmanship and gun safety for decades across the country. But of course, they're talking about the political aspect of it because that's what they do. But yeah, there's a lot of money. Bloomberg's money is everywhere. It's not just here. It's everywhere. Now, you just said over $100 million. You think it'll add up to?
Oh, well over $100 million. I wouldn't be surprised if Bloomberg himself ends up putting in the $100 million in this election cycle all by himself. not counting any of the other groups as well. So we're up against the wall. We have to realize it. We have to fight back. And luckily, I'll be honest with you, I've seen signs over the last 30 days or so that gun owners are really, you know, coming awake, coming alive, and getting and plugged in and getting really involved. And I'm really glad about it. We're not at the point we need to be yet, but boy, the momentum is starting to move on our side, and our people are getting excited and said, I've had enough of this. I'm going to fight back.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I sense the same thing, but I sense it from a different perspective than you. I sense it because I see emails and I hear responses back. Can you tell us where you get that sense from? What you say matters, and I want people to know. I want them to hear it from you.
Well, attendance at events that have been at all across the country, the amount of emails and response rates and phone calls and a response to our direct mail, it's just, you know, I have people coming up, strangers that I don't know them, but they recognize me walking through airports, coming up and thanking me and letting me know they're going to get involved. They've had enough. And in fact, a lot of those people that I bump into all across the country like that, you know about me because they listen to me on your show. They listen to Armed American Radio. Your show's having a tremendous impact on the grassroots.
That's great to know. And I know you, unfortunately, I couldn't make it to the National Rifle Association meetings this year, but it was good to hear you say that so many people walked up and commented on your appearances on the program. That means a lot because we are having an impact. And listen, that's why I tell you, it's not just a sale thing. It's a sponsor thing. Those promo codes help grow this radio program. That's the sponsor giving back to us to help us grow the show. I'm telling you, this is the way this whole thing works. And you've all been amazing with that, been supporting those sponsors. But that's why it's important. And because Alan gets his voice out in every microphone we have matters. All right, let me go back to Bloomberg. I got to circle back to this guy. I rank him right up there with Terry McAuliffe, with Andrew Cuomo, with Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, and Michael Bloomberg. These guys are very sleazy people in my book, and that's going easy on them. That's my opinion. You may differ with me on that, but they all have that same look, and they're all, you can tell, it's devious. Every one of them, there's almost evil in the eye. And Bloomberg, now, to put this in perspective, Alan, you said he would put $100 million of his own money. A billion is $1,000 million. He is worth 47 stacks of $1,000 million bills. So let's make it very clear that is nothing to him. He can't spend that money in his lifetime. He can't spend that money in 20 lifetimes if you do the math. So this is something to be concerned about big time. But he opened up his mouth at Rice University talking about extreme partisanship, about the greatest threat to American democracy isn't communism, jihadism, or any other external force. It's our own willingness to tolerate dishonesty in service of party and in pursuit of power. Alan, this is the guy whose organizations are blatantly lying across the country about what constitutes a school shooting, facts, figures, and everything about us, the NRA, and you put a press release out saying what?
Well, I basically accuse him of hypocrisy on this, and the fact is that he's the one who's delusional and the one that's a threat to democracy and making things up and using false numbers and statistics. You know, his organization, Every Town, has been given Pinocchio Awards for the Washington Post for claiming that there's more school shootings than really happen. They've been nailed by the Washington Post for saying that 40% of guns are sold in this country without background checks, which is not a true number, and they've been called on that. They inflate the number of people that are killed by gun violence in the country because they add into it statistics from people committing suicide or police killing bad guys or good guys killing bad guys to save their own lives. They add justifiable homicides to their statistics. I mean, it's on and on and on. And so when he said that, I mean, my jaw hit the floor.
Yeah.
Here's a guy just outright lying again.
Day after day after day, whose organizations do it with impunity. It is really fascinating. When I saw that, before I saw the press release come out from you, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get these press releases, you can come right into your email box like I get them, saf.org, saf.org. Put your name on the mail list and get this information right from Alan Gottlieb the moment these releases go out. When we come back, I've got a quote for Alan that came from, and I'll put it in context when we come back from the break, but from a reader of a great piece I read earlier in the week, and I want you to hear it, and I want to get his commentary on it. Back right after this. Don't go away. It's nearly the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but you've only got a few days left to make your dreams come true. because the USCCA is giving five of you, my lucky listeners, $1,000 to buy your dream Kimber with extra ammo. That's right. Five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free. But your chances to win end next Friday. There will be no gun after that. So this is your last chance. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those five winners. So get your name on the winner's list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to reveal your dream Kimber and enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your five chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Now back for the final segment of Hour 1 of Armed American Radio's monster broadcast, heard in hundreds of cities around the country on 200-plus radio stations and growing because of our sponsors like MyPillow and Boondocks Firearm Training Academy and Warfighter Tobacco and the rest of them. You can see them all at armedamericanradio.com. Don't forget the armedandresponsible.com. This is coming to the end next week, okay? The gun giveaway, the $1,000, five of you are going to win it. The USCCA extended it specifically for you, the Armed American Radio Monster broadcast listener, for the Sunday show. Instead of ending it on Friday, they extended it through Sunday. So that's huge news, thanks to them. armedandresponsible.com. You've got a couple extra days, but why bother? It's free. Go get enter you get five chances to win the $1,000. I got an email from someone last week who won the Gun A Day giveaway thanking me for pointing in that direction. It could be you, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go back to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Welcome back to the program. You've been sorely missed. We're glad to have you back in the guest lineup chair, Alan.
It's good to be back, Mark. I miss when I don't get to do the show, I really miss it.
Yeah, we miss you too. Believe me, it's been quite a week, especially with everything going on. Let me try to cover a little bit more ground here. There was, and I forgive me for not remembering who sent the tweet today, but I did some follow up. I believe he was on Face the Nation this morning. Again, don't hold me, listener, to that. But I'm going to lead you. I promise. We'll round second, third, and we'll come slide back home with Alan Gottlieb on this. But he mentioned that he commented about a piece titled, "There Are Fewer School Shootings Now Than During the 90s. And it lit up the Twitter sphere, as that would certainly do. But let's not let facts get in the way, even though that's true. And it was I found the piece. I guess it's Mises Wire or Mises Wire. Forgive me for not knowing the pronunciation. But it was written by a gentleman by the name of Ryan McMakin. And he goes on to give the actual statistics that came out in March of this year, after Parkland. All right, pre-Santa Fe. But that's not going to change the overall numbers. And, Alan, I found it fascinating that after I went through, and he talks strictly economics and strictly facts, these are the numbers, this is what we have, this is what happened. It's irrefutable. You can't fight those facts. 2 + 2 = 4, no matter how bad you want to try to fight it. But I love going through and I read the comments. And here was one of my thought was absolutely brilliant. It says, today's gun control debate focuses on whether guns contribute to murder rates and mass shootings, i.e., researchers endlessly opine on whether more guns result in more murders. I believe that's the wrong question. The Second Amendment was enacted in large measure to preserve citizens' ability to defend themselves from tyrannical government. After all, it was armed citizen militias that overthrew the British. Likewise, the opening lines of the Declaration of Independence that declared individual inalienable natural law rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness explicitly preserved the governed, to change or abolish government if it failed to secure those natural law rights. The relevant research question, in my view, should be how does the presence of firearms in society affect freedom and the preservation of individual natural law rights? For example, did the lack of firearms in Germany in the 1930s contribute to the loss of freedom and ultimately the Holocaust inflicted on an unarmed populace? Alan, I thought the comment and the question itself was absolutely brilliant, and I'd love to hear your response to that.
Well, obviously, I couldn't disagree with anything that he said. It's totally right. Problem is, in today's world, in modern times, nobody's worried about overthrowing the government and having guns to make sure that the government doesn't become omnipotent, so to speak. They're obviously more concerned about violence in the streets and protecting themselves and self-defense. And so while everything he says is true, I don't think, from my focus groups and poll-tested phrase and slogans, so to speak, that's not going to sell that well. It's going to fall on deaf ears. People are more concerned about sending their kids to school and making sure the kid comes home alive than they are about having a firearm to protect themselves against a government that might become oppressive. So we have to address it in today's current context. Everything he said is 100% correct, but except that's not what's in the soccer moms don't seem to care about that very much.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. That's absolutely true. And the analysis from you is not something that is exactly what I would have expected to hear from you, because you're fighting on the front lines of freedom every single day, and we have to fight it in today's environment. Obviously, today's environment is mass media coverage, which is all negative to us. It's instantaneous in the Twitter sphere. It's instantaneous in Facebook and other social media, Instagram and others. We get negative information fed to us constantly, and it seems that they control the narrative. They control the language, and that's what we have to take back. That's why shows like this are so important, and it's why your membership in the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org is so important. Lifetime membership of $150, but it doesn't have to be the lifetime. You can go in with $5 and help us out here. You know, Alan, I've heard you say that you are beginning to see some things turn, and I think that's encouraging my listeners, no question about it, because they want to feel that sense. If they could ask you right now, Mr. Gottlieb, what is the one thing that I can do right now to make a difference and get in this fight, what would you suggest they do?
I can't give them one thing. I give them a lot of things. One, they need to join and donate to every gun rights group nationally, statewide, and in the local their community. The second thing they need to do is they need to get on Facebook and Twitter and write letters, communicate there, send letters to the editor, call media when you see media exaggerating or making things up when it comes to gun rights, and let your voice be known that you're tired of it. Make sure that you don't shop at places like Dick's Sporting Goods that, have now hired lobbyists, not just are they taking guns off the shelves, but they're hiring lobbyists to make sure the rest of us can't have firearms on our shelves either. You've got to scream at banks like Bank of America that's threatening not to make loans or to gun companies or credit card companies that won't allow gun dealers to process credit cards because they sell firearms. You need to yell at supermarkets like Kroger and other chains that Kroger owns under other brand names that pull gun magazines off the shelves. You need to yell at insurance companies that are no longer writing insurance for gun owners. You need to go after a whole series of things. This is a culture war now. It's at an epic level, and we need to fight it on all fronts. So to say to your listeners, here's the one thing you need to do, I can't do that. We're under such a stall right now. I need your listeners to do many things, not just one.
Great response. Alan, I went through business school. I have a degree in business management. And some classes were tougher for me than others. I hated the mathematics and the finance. I was never really good at that. Of course, I always knew you could hire an accountant, so that was a wonderful thing. I was really good with managing the business and managing people. And the reason that I bring that up right now is because I ran a business myself for 13 years. It was quite successful before I got out of that business in the transportation field. And I learned in business school that the sole purpose of that corporation was to produce positive response and return on investment and ROI for its shareholders. What does it mean to you? And it is. And when you say epic, I'm not sure that word's even strong enough. I don't know how strong of a word we can use without being on satellite radio, maybe an adjective before epic. However, what does it mean to you? What does it say to you, a man who has spent his entire life fighting for this, that there are corporations who seem to be abdicating that financial responsibility and obligation to their shareholders to make a political statement and literally turn half of their potential customers away?
Well, this is where
about 15 to 20 seconds. I apologize.
This is where the Bloombergs of the world use their influence at board meetings and at cocktail parties to eradicate our rights without legislation and without having to go to court.
And that's the short answer right there. Eliminating our rights without having to legislate it or go to court. Alan Gottlieb, founder, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Welcome home. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. You were missed. Glad to have you back. Thank you for all of your wisdom and for everything that you do. Since that first time you were on Kaiser Broadcasting in Detroit with Pete Shields, you've been fighting the fight, and we love you for it and respect you for it. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast will be back with another amazing guest in AWR Hawkins, who's been so busy writing his wisdom, I don't even know where to begin. But we'll be back with him, and until we do, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you back here in just a moment.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.